The Mishnah said that although the Zrikis are not ma'akev, shenosnum b'matona achas kipir, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is different than the Mizbeach HaChitzen. In the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mishnah said everything is ma'akev. So now the Gemara is coming to explain where we know that from. Why don't we say, just like in the Mizbeach HaChitzen, the matonos are not ma'akev, and if as long as you do one, you're mekayim. Granted, we came out, it's not a kiyum of zrikah, it's a kiyum of hazoya, of shvicha, but you're yoytze. So why is this different? So the Gemara...
Well, wasn't that the assumption at the very beginning of the last sukkah? The whole assumption was, why hakas was the way it was, and why didn't you say shvicha?
Well, but the point is, once the Torah was megale, v'dam zvachecho yishofech, so that should be by all korbanos. Exactly. Exactly. No, but now we have to find the source for that. Chatas is doimet to Mizbech HaPnimi, but we didn't yet have a source for Mizbech HaPnimi. Because the Gemara is just working off the Mishnah. But now the Gemara is saying, how do we talk and know this? So the Gemara says, Kol ani tonu ma mizbeach ha-pnimi, tonu rabbonim. Tonu rabbonim. It says by the paralam dover shel tzibur, which is done bifnim, that's when the whole tzibur does a chet, or roivet the tzibur does a chet, based on the psak of the Bezna Godel in Yerushalayim. So the halach is you bring a paralam dover shel tzibur. It's Machlekes who brings the paralam dover shel tzibur, if tzibur brings it, or Bezdin brings it. But there's one carbon brought for everybody. So over there it says, by the paralam dover shel tzibur, it says, va'osa, you should do to the paralam dover shel tzibur, kasher osa, the way you did the parachatas of the Kohen HaGadol. When a Kohen HaGadol does a chet, he brings a special par, it's called par HaMashiach. And when there's a paralam dover, they also bring a special par. So by the paralam dover, it says you should do for the paralam dover the way kasher also like you do for the parachatas of the Kohen Gadol. Now what's it referring to? What's it coming to say kasher also? Because already, if it's telling you to do the hazor, we already had that. If it's telling, everything you're supposed to do, it says. So what's it trying to add? Zok the Gemara, it's coming lichpol ba'azosa. It's coming to double down on the hazor. Meaning that it's makif, the limate. And it teaches you that by the paralam dover shel tzibur, if you're machaser, one of the matonas, it's makif. Chiser achas mikol matonas loyosov aleiklum. Let's think. Loyosov aleiklum. And obviously that's going to be a springboard to teach us by all the other kabbonas hanasa bifnim that it's makif. That's a gilui, like you were saying, that's a gilui on Mizbech HaPnimi. That becomes a gilui on Mizbech HaPnimi. We'll say if there's no din of dam zvachecha yishofech. That becomes the springboard. So again, because it's a yitur, we didn't need it to say kasher also. The fact that the Torah doubled down on the hazor was to say that it's makif. And then we're going to learn all kabbonas from there. Now the Gemara is very shver. Because L'chaira, if that's the case, the main limud is that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is different than the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Mizbeach HaChitzen, there's a din shvicha. As we explained by Richas the last month, that there's two channels. You could either do Hazor or you could do shvicha. And if you do anything less than the prescribed Hazor, you're not really being Mekayim Hazor, you're being Mekayim Shvicha. And by Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Torah was Mechadesh over here, that the Hazor is a Makev. There's no din Shvicha. That's simple. For some reason now, the Gemara says, I don't understand. So the Gemara, Ainli, fine. You have a Gilui by Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur, which L'chayra should be a Gilui for all the Avoidus to Mizbeach HaPnimi. Ainli Elo Matan Sheva. maybe that's only matan sheva. Meaning those things that require seven matans. Ushat keneged the paroiches, they spritz seven azoyes. Shem hakvo is b'chol mokay. That they're always makiv. Matan sheva is always makiv. Matan arba minay. How do you know that even by the korbanos that require matan dalid on the mizbeach, that's makiv? Maybe it's only a matan zayir. That's the Gemara's question. Talmud loymar kain yehoseh lepar zayim akipur. The Gemara goes now brings giluyim to the rest of the. Okay, we'll finish reading it off. Kasher also lepar zepar kain Mashiach. Hachatos, elusiri avaris kechovim. So memela, we have a ribuy. That's what the Gemara says. So ask all the achroinim, what's the yichus of Zion? What's the big yichus of Zion? The reason why it's makiv is because the Torah said so. There's no mila to Zion over Dalit. Just a number. It's just a number. Matan Zion is a number. So this kasha is asked by the Brisker Rav. That the Gemara seems to give an adifus. I mean, the Matan Zion also doesn't have a mile. The mile is that the Torah said it's makev. It's not that there's some seven magic to seven. And the Gemara is coming out now. The Gemara remains with that kasha. Because the Gemara is saying, Taka, the only way you know it is because the Torah went out of its way to say par and soyer. Meaning if the Torah didn't go out of its way, we Taka would say only by Matan Zion. Meaning that question that the Gemara is asking, we're staying with that question. It's not like the Gemara is being mad. The Gemara is staying with that question. That there's magic to number seven. The only thing is, the Gemara is saying, there's a giloy to the others as well. That's what the Gemara is. Very strange. So the Brisker Rav says a big chiddush. Says a tremendous chiddush. It's here in Perek Yudalit. In Ilchas Maaseh Korbanos. And also Psalim. Actually, this is Psalim Mukdash. Repeats it in Maaseh Korbanos. And he says a tremendous chiddush. He says that Matan Zion is different than Matan Dalit. In fact, he says Matan Zion is one matana, meaning all seven are comprised one matana. If you do one, it's like you did one seventh. It's not seven independent hazoras. They're totally interlinked to the degree that if you do less than seven, you didn't do anything. It's like on Shabbos, you find that the Tiferes Yisrael says, if you do an Akir without a Hanoch, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, you potter, right? First Mishnah in Shabbos. So Tiferes Yisrael says, why is it also Al Tzchatz Yishir? Why is it only Midrabonon? Should be also Al Tzchatz Yishir. Tiferes Yisrael says, an akira without a hanocha is not a chatzi shir. It's a chatzi malocha. It's nothing. Because any malocha that doesn't have an akira and a hanocha, it's not a tzor. It's not a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir means you took out less than a grogris. Akira without a hanocha is nothing. It's nothing. Somebody took food and they put it into their mouth. And they spit it out. It's not also a chatzi shir. Because no such thing as a chatzi achila. It's not an achila. So the Brisker Rav wants to say the same thing by Matan Zion. He says like this. He says, V'chishema mispo ugoyim li'ikov. What's going on? He says, V'chikuvam b'kol mokoyim hu mipnei sheyesh mispar Zion. What's going on? He says, al kochoch, Shema din matan sheva mi din matan arba bi yisei dina. It's a whole different type of azor. He says, shematan arba, he says, eino din begufa matana shetia dafka arba. It's not dafka four. It's really, each one is an individual. The aim be mispar zeh is a din, shekol achas mehen tzorich lechavuto. Eloko matana kayemes lechudo. It's one plus one, plus one, it's not one thing of Zion, one thing of Dalit. He says, Masha'en came bedin matan sheva. By matan zayin, he says, Shebahem ha-mispal sheva, hu din beguf ha-matonois hu ma'akvo izu izu. In a sense, what the Brisker Rav is saying is that if you don't have Zion, you have nothing. It's not that you have one. So it's not pshat matona achas lo kiper. There's no matona. No matona bechlam. That's what he says. Oh, see, he's medayik, really, his chiddush. He's medayik from the Rambam. He's medayik from a few places, but primarily from the Rambam. When the Rambam says that it's possible, he says, Sharei HaToyru Hikpit Shenemar Sheva Pomim. So the Keranoir and the Choknosan, they all ask on the Rambam, that's not, it's not Sheva Pomim. It's the fact that it says Kasher Asa. It's an extra possible. Why does the Rambam say Sheva Pomim? So the Brisker Rav wants to say, that's what the Rambam's trying to tell you. That the Hazor Zion is different than the other Hazors. But Rabbi say, not only is this Brisker Rav really a gigantic chiddush. Avishtikal kasha, if you learn like the Brisker Rav, my kasha is like this. So Gemara in Yuma talks about a shaila. What happens if you're middle of Matan Zion and the blood spills out? So you have to bring another pot. Right? You have to bring another pot. So what do you do now? You bring another pal. Now what do you do? So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, if Shimon Haimel, this is in Maseches Yuma Daf Samach, says like this. He says, Mamshich Mimokim Shehoya. That means according to Rav Shimon, if somebody shechted the par, okay, and in the middle of the hazor, he's holding my number three, and the blood spills. So you have to bring another par. When you bring the other par, you don't start from number one. You start from number four. And now you go four, five. If it spilled again, you bring another par. The other par, you start from six. Right? The only way to explain that is to say it's not a din in one maise matona. Because if it's one matona, how are they mitzvahs b'chlal with each other? It's two korbanos. You have to know how the mitzvahs b'chlal. But whatever it is, I'm not telling you that it's so simple to understand even without the Brisker Rav. But with the Brisker Rav, it's impossible to understand. Without the Briskov, we still need clarity. How do you get credit for the there's a new coat? You brought another coat? Right? You shechted another coat? How do you get credit? That's a good kasha. So however we're going to explain that, it's going to need explanation. But clearly it's not like the Brisker Rav, because the Brisker Rav is saying that each maton is zero. You're holding by zero. So if the blood spilled out from this kolben and you were holding by number three, you weren't holding by number three. You were holding by zero. And now, when you shech the kolben again and you get to number five, you're vayter up to zero. Now if the blood spilled, you have to start again. So that's sugi and yuma, which is clearly Rav Shimon, which our sugi is going like Rav Shimon, clearly holds not that way. I think I found years ago a shtickle in Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malin's Chetzadik Levroche, that he has a tzad like the Brisker Rav. And then he says, but the Gemara in Yuma is muchach not like that. The Gemara in Yuma that says that, and again, the Gemara in Yuma needs clarity anyway. But if you look like the Brisker Rav, you have an impossible feat. How are you supposed to get past that? It's still schwer that it is a tzirur from the different korbanos. You have to understand, what the Brisker Rav is saying is that when you have seven hazors, okay, it's as though It's one. It's one azah. It's one azah. Seven equals one. That's what he's saying. So the Elchor is a stark asorah to say that if it's Nishpach Adam, so you have to start all over again. Right? Now you have a new carb. What I'm saying is, even if you don't learn like the Briskov, you learn it's one plus one plus one, you still need a tziruf, you still need plus. So there would be a svara to say, maybe, that you don't have plus if you're dealing with another animal. It's a new shchit, it's a new kabbalah. It's not even one plus one. Exactly. You can't pick up by where you left off. It's a kasha on the Gemara and Yuma, maybe. Maybe. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara and Yuma needs clarity anyway. But the Briskerov makes it impossible. L'chaira. Because according to the Briskerov, you have nothing. From this dam that you have over here, you didn't even do Matana B'chlal. Now you made a new Kabbalah and now you're starting again. You didn't have a matana. That's what should be. Now, all I'm saying is that even if you don't look like the Briskerov, you still need to explain it, how it works. Right? Like Zev was saying, sometimes when you find things are linked, you have to start all over again. Right? You have to be magril again. You have to bring another behemoth. But this is all psukim. This is all psukim. But Al Kaponim, this is what he says. So, the Shita Mikubetzes, the Shita Mugubetzes also seems to say, this is not here, but in Ezer, Perek Ezer, the beginning of Perek Ezer, Mekoyma, also is bothered by this. Because again, our Gemara is very unclear. The Gemara just says, Zion is different. Doesn't say why, what. Zion is different. And the Gemara remains that way, that Zion is different. So the Shita says like this, the Shita says here in Oizvav, the beginning of Ezer, Mekoyma, he says that there's a difference between Azois and Matonis. And meaning, Matan Zion, when you do seven, it's spritzing. And the four is called a Matona. So that's a difference. And therefore, he says, the Havamina would be, Hazois Makvois Bechol Mokim Bechol Benegoyim. Havo Matonis, the Yesh Kam Bechatas Chitzayin of also made a Makvois. Meaning, the Shita Mugubetza seems to want to say is, we find the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's Ma'akev. Mizbeach HaChitzen, we learned, is not Ma'akev. Right? So we have a Pasuk which happens to be talking about Matan Zion. So what the Shita Mugubetza seems to be saying is, just like we say all over Shas, Ein Lucha Bayel Chidushi, we try to minimize the Chidush. So we try to minimize and say, listen, it's not Mizbech HaChitzen versus Mizbech HaPnimi, as much as it's a question of Hazor. Hazor is Ma'akev. Matana is not Ma'akev. Matana Achas is good enough. So Zion is always Hazor. By Hazor, it's Ma'akev. Right? That's what the Shita seems to be saying. And Matana is not Ma'akev. Meaning it's not a difference between Mizbech HaChitzen and Mizbech HaPnimi. It's a difference between Hazor and Matana. That's what he seems to say. So according to the Shita, the emphasis is not the number seven. The emphasis is that by seven, it's Hazor. That's the Shita's point. You don't even need it to reach the Mizbech. It's connected to Paroiches. By Mount Zion. By Negoyim. By Poradume. So it's a different type of thing. So there it's Makev. Because it's not Shaykh over there, Shvichet. Makes sense, because the whole concept of Shvich is not Shaykh over there. That's how the Shita seems to want to learn, to explain this. But Lamaise, this fighter is not 100% simple. And the Chazanish, let me just get the Chazanish. Chazanish proves that there are definitely Rishonim who don't agree with this. There's only Chazanish in Yuma. Yeah. Chazanish in Yuma says, The mazi al karno is mizbeach hazov. Muchach me harambam, the havidin hazov. It's a din of hazov, meaning even by the mizbeach it's called hazov. That's Chaznish says it's this, the other Rishonim are not masking to this difference that the Shita makes. But I think what's more difficult is that the Gemara here makes the emphasis on seven. Not, the Gemara should say, Ein li ela b'hazois. Right? Shema'akvois b'chomokim b'matonois. Right? But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara makes the emphasis on Matan Zayin. So this is a difficulty how to understand what's going on. So I'll tell you what I think we could say here. Let's just finish reading it's a small little piece on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Uma Royas Yochul Shani Ma Ba'af Sire Regolum Sire Rosh Chodosh. Maybe they should also be Ma'akev. You should do them Bifnim and should be Ma'akev. The Gemara says, no, it says Loi. Tamad Loi Meloi. My Royas Larabi says, Elu, why are you adding Sire Rebbe's Kecha? All these Kabanas. Ulohitzi Elu. Achashiriba Hakosiv Umiyat. How do you know? Ma'abani Yisrael. Maybe be marba. How do you know to be marba? These Gemara says shemachaprim alaveiras mitzvah yedua. Paravay dezara paralam davishol tzi. But these are all on a specific chet that you know. Whereas we know sirei regolim and sirei rosh chodashim are a generic carbon for tumas mikdash that you don't know about. So they're like a different type of carbon. On that we don't know what's marked. Says the Gemara, v'chipre afa pishalei samchu. So therefore, the Gemara says in the pasuk, v'chipre afa pishalei samchu. Even the smich is not ma'akev. The nislach afa pishalei san shirayim. Meaning those things are not ma'akev. The matan dam is ma'akev, and the smich and the shirayim is not ma'akev. Says the Gemara, ma'arois lefsol azois ulahach shesmich v'shvich shirayim. Amr maybe say, what's the reason why he says, Poisel Shemakvis Bechomok? Go back, we're going back to that. Machshani Bismicha Vashirayim Shemakvis Bechomok. So now the Gemara explains. Omar Mar in the Elamat and Zion Shemakvis Bechomok Umhecha. What are you talking about? Which case? Omar Papa Bipora Ubinagoy. So that becomes that's where we learn that Matan Zion is Ma'akev by Pora. Which is by the Pora Adume, where it says V'hiza Al Noichach Pnei Oyal Moed Midom L'Shava Pomim. That's the Hazar there, and over there it says clearly Chuka, so it's Ma'akev. And by Negoyim, that's where you spritz the oil Min Hashem and Batzboy Shava Pomim. Over there also it's Ma'akev. It says Zayis Tia Torah Samitzer. We learn how it's Ma'akev. So from there the Gemara is saying that Matan Zion is Ma'akev. When we say Matan Zayin B'chol Mokim. So obviously, the Briskov's kash is, why is that any better than Matan Dalit? Those cases happen to be Matan Zayin. Okay. So I was thinking, again, to try to give some clarity on what's going on here. You could say it's like this. All along from the beginning, from the beginning of the Perek, when we learned this halacha of Matona Achas Kiper, by Mizbeach Achitzen, if you do one matona, keep it. From day one, when we had that, we were discussing that's for sure you're being Mevatel Matan Dalet. Or Matan Shtayim Shenarba. You're being Mevatel Mitzvah, the Torah said. Right? That's for sure. Elamai, there's another way to make the Korban Kosher. By not doing what the Torah said you should do. The Torah said you should do Matan Dalet. And Tak, if you do anything less than Dalit, you're not Yotzeh Hazor. Right? That's how we explained it. Happens to be, there's another way to get a Kapora. The other way to get a Kapora is by Shvicha, which you're not allowed to do. But if you did it, it's B'dieved, you have a Kapora. So the bottom line is, you mevatel the mitzvah of Matan Dalit. It's not that you b'dieved did a matona. You didn't. And you have a b'dieved did a kapora. It's just, I'll give you an analogy. Imolo l'yered. Similar halacha. Imolo l'yered means, this thing really is possible. Not supposed to go on the mizbeach. But if it's psulei b'kodesh, if it already was it was kosher when it came into the Beis HaMikdash, and it first became posel later, if you put it on the mizbeach, it stays there. The mizbeach is machshir it b'diavad. Right? So the same thing when you do one matana. You're 100% mevatel the mitzvah that the Torah gave you. Unquestionable. But you yotze the mitzvah. Now, really, it's a tremendous chiddush. Because l'chaira, you need a kapara. Right? You need a kapara. You need a ritzui from the karma. Right? The Torah told you this is what you're supposed to do. You didn't do what the Torah told you to do. It's an unbelievable chiddush. The Torah says it's nischatz. It works. It's nischatz. Right? It's a tremendous chiddush. What's the pshat in that? So the pshat you could say is that the ritzui I'm getting is not from the shvicha. The ritzui I'm getting is from the karm. Which means the zrik is not what gives me a kapara. What gives me a kapara is the korban coming to conclusion. That's what gives me a kapara. So even though we always say all over Shas that the zrika is the ritzui, it's not that the maisa zrika, the spritzing the blood on the mizbeach, gives me a kapara. If that would be the ritzui, and the Torah said you should do matan dalet, and you did maton achas, you did kineged the Torah, you wouldn't get a ritzui. Right? The ritzui is the korban coming to conclusion. The ritzui is that the chata, the ritzui is korban chatas, and as long as the korban chatas came to conclusion by hook or by crook, you get a ritzui. So all I'm telling you is it's very logical to say you can't get a ritzui from something which in itself was not done properly. It's like a mitzvah b'aveira, meaning just like a mitzvah b'aveira, which is on a much more basic level. Mitzvah b'aveira is a shaila in the Rishonim if it's deraisa. But the concept of mitzvah b'aveira means what? I can't have a ritzui by Hashem with a mitzvah if I did it through an aveira. Right? In fact, there's a shaila in the Rishonim if that's deraisa. But even the Rishonim will say it's not the right, so they say by anything which needs ritzui, like a korban, it definitely doesn't work. So really, it makes no sense to say that I did a zrika not the way the Torah said I should do it. Basically, I was over the mitzvah of Torah, and I still get a ritzui. The pshat is, the ritzui is not coming from the fact that I did a zrika. The ritzui is chatas. Happens to be, until the chatas is completed, you don't have a ritzui from the chatas. So, since this chatas, in a non-proper way, ended up it got a home run, got back to home plate, so you have a ritzui. You have a ritzui. You're not having a ritzui from the shmicha. You're having a ritzui from the completion of the chatas. Even though in the process a mistake was done. Oh, so now you could say very simple. That's all fine where the zrika is only a piece of the karma. And therefore, if as long as the zrika happened in some form or another, even in a form that wasn't proper, it's fine. The karma reached its conclusion because the emphasis is the korban. Okay. But we find certain korbanos need matan zayin. Those korbanos that need matan zayin, if you look at them, there are cases where the korban is not the mechaper. The hazor is the mechaper. You understand what I'm telling you? Por aduma is not even koshe b'zveach, it's koshe b'ragabayis. Por aduma, you don't get a ritzi because you brought a por aduma. There's no mitzvah por aduma. The person who's tummy doesn't need a paraduma. He needs hazor. He doesn't even need paraduma. He needs hazor. The hazor is the active ingredient, is the hazor. By the menuga, with a spritzing oil. There's nothing in the oil. The oil is not a chelik of the ikra korban. It's the hazor. It's the maisa. So Mamela, the Gemara, that's Pshat in the Gemara now. Ein li ela matan zayin, maybe only when is it ma'akev? It's not that there's a difference between Mizbech HaPnimi and Mizbech HaChitzen. That's not the difference. Ein li ela matan zayin, because by matan zayin, by those things that require matan zayin, it's the Hazor that's doing it. If it's the Hazor that's doing it, so it's logical that if you deviate it, you didn't do the way the Torah says, it's dead on arrival. Exactly. The emphasis is kasher also. It's the doing. So that really makes everything bullshit. And that we need special psukim to say that. But I would take this pshat all the way to home plate. That's taka the difference between the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaChitzen. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's the Maisa which is the Mechaper. And with this, we're going to answer another bomb. Let's finish the sugi. But I hope the Olam got this part, right? That, Ein li ela matan zayin, matan dalet minayin, meaning, matan zayin all over, we know, negoyim, and here, it's not the ritzi of the carbon, it's the ma'is azor, who says by matan dalet, so the Gemara brought separate psukim. But I'm saying, after those psukim, that in marba matan dalet, also the reason is, because by these, by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's not the Mizbeach, it's the Ma'is Azor. It's not the carbon, it's the Ma'is Azor. But let's finish this. Huh? By other carbonists, it's the Tetzah. Here it's the Ma'is. Says the Gemara. Okay, so that was that. Omar Enlil Matan Zayin. Okay, we brought down the case. Menegoyim. Matan Arba Minayin. Tamalam Mekin Yosem. Ma'ishto Matan Sheva Dechsivin Ekfilin. Matan Arba Namik Sivin Ekfilin. Marvim Ola Yitzchol Rav Shimon. By the way, now this is very geschmack. Why? By even on Asa Bifnim, now it actually makes it even more geschmack. Why could you be Mitzara from different Karbonas? Because it's the Ma'is Azor. You just need a Tzira from the Ma'is and not in the same Korb. That's why if you shecht another par, you keep on counting. It all goes right. Exactly. Zok the Gemara. Rav Shimon is the one. He was just saying how we know four. Because Rav Shimon holds that it's not Beferish four. The Tanya Lamaloim are Karen, Karnois. It says Karen, Karnois by Par Karen Mashiach. And it says Eshtayim Lamata. Eshtayim. And Lamata by Par Helam Dover, it says also Oimer Karen, Karnois. So we say it's Arba. The Rav Shimon. Rav Yudah Minitzach. Rav Yudah says you don't need the limut because it's Beferish. Hari Yoimer, Boyo Moyet. It says by both of them, it says Boyo Moyet. And why does it have to say Boyo Moyet? It already said Lufnei Hashem. It's coming to teach you. I'll call on Boyo Moyet. On everything that's in the Omer that's Bifnim. Rav Yudah Yoimer, King Yosem Ayovadle. What does he do with the Pasuk King Yosem? He doesn't need it. We only learned what? And we learned also Shere Adam. So I would say, Minayin, how do you know that even over there, where it's by the Shvicha Shirai, how do we know over there also that to be Marbis, as the Gemara, Talmud Loimar, King Yos, that by Yom Kippurim, it's Nisrabe for Smicha and for Shvicha Shirai. We wouldn't know it without this riboy. Is it's like blood, but avoid the loy mak for kapor like smich and shirayim. Ain't maloy kamashmal. For if Shimon high oil high that pasuk of oil moed, what does he need it for? My over the oil moed me boy way shem niftachot tikvah shaleichom mazeh. That. If the ceiling, because the Mizbeach HaPnimi is under a ceiling, it's in the Heichal, it's closed. If the ceiling opens up, you can't spritz. The Idov, what does the other opinion say? How does he know it? He learns out of the Pasuk of Asher, which says Asher Lefnei Hashem. The Idov Asher Lo Idarish. Anyway, so the Gemara basically is saying that there's another halach on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. that the tikra, that the ceiling is makav. And if the ceiling opens up, it's makav. It's not oil moed. So here there's a big machlekes. I just want to tie this into what we were saying till now. There's a big machlekes. Is this ma'akif? Meaning what happens by the evet? The ceiling opens up in oil moed, and you spritzed anyway. You spritzed anyway. Poshut is it's possible. The Gemara is putting it together with everything else. Poshut it's possible. Right? It's not as all. I'm okay. The ragged shover gone, here in the Sofnas Paneach, he says it's not makif. He says, that's what the Ragat Shavuot says. It's not makif. And there's the Chazon Ish argues, Chazon Ish says, Avad, it is makif. That this is, together with all the other halachas, it is, but he says the Loyoya Mazah means lechatchile. But by the end, if you did it, it's like not shana of lack. If my kosher, a lot of times you need shana. That's the ragged shot. So, the lechoyrit is an unbelievable raya. A raya choyteris. Not like this. Not like the chazanish. It's not makiv. Why? Because the halacha is that if you spritz the blood that's supposed to be bifnim, bachutz, right? You yaitse. Right? You yaitse be the evet. Chayrus apelach. The Gemara says, hanitonim bifnim, shenosnam bachutz, it's mahani bidin shaloi bimkan. Chayrus should be posel, the niftach hatikru. The mizbeach hachitzen has no roof over it. In other words, the Gemara says early on Chavov that the blood that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if you didn't put it on Shaloi B'mkoyma, even the Mizbeach HaChis and B'dievet keep it. You don't have a roof. How could it be better?
The Ragat Shavuot
is very good. It's not going to make it. But if you learn like the Pasha Sasunya, then L'chayr, it's a problem. But the way we're explaining this, it could be, it's very simple, the difference. The tikra, the ikra of the tikra, right, is only when you're getting the kapora through the ma'isa azo. These are two different channels. The kapora of the mizbeach apnimi is working not midin a ma'isa azo. It's midin dam zvochecho yishofich. What? Mizbeach achitz. And the mizbeach apnimi, the Torah, there is no halacha like that. It's all the ma'isa azor. That's the gitzi. So memela, the niftach pi atikra is learned out of the pasuk that's talking about hazor. That if you're mazah in a place where there's no tikra, some ma'isa azor. When you're doing it, but that's only a din mizbeach apnimi, where it's a whole different process. But the Mizbeach Achitzen is not working with Azor Bechlal. It's working with the Dav Zuchecha Yishofech. The Ritzah is coming from the fact that it reached the Mizbeach. So again, that's a Chiddush that the Torah was Machadish, that you can have a different type of Ritzah. It's true. But it's not working Bechlal with the channel of Azor. So therefore, the Miut of Tikra doesn't apply. Memela doesn't apply. The Miut of Tikra Memela doesn't apply. But anyway, conclusion, the way we're coming out, is that the Ritzi of Mizbeach HaPnimi is taka not at all doyme to Mizbeach HaChitz. And now we could also answer the Shita Mekubetzes that says that this is called the Matona, and this is called the Azor, and Chaznish is Kashas. The way we're learning, the Shita doesn't mean it's a different Maise. The Shita means the Kapora of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is coming from the action. And the Kapora of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, HaChitzen, is coming from the conclusion. To take so, not the ma'isazor. Just like the Gemara's Hava Mina, that it only applies to Mount Zion, is because it's a ma'isazor. And then after the ribui, all I'm telling you is that after the ribui, the Gemara stays with that. The ribui is that even Mount Dalit on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is a ma'isazor. The Ein Li'ela was Ein Li'ela. We find that the Hazor is the Iker by Matan Zayin. How do we know by Matan Dala that the Hazor is the Iker? But once we have the pasuk, it's vital to the same emphasis. The Hazor is the Iker. Okay. No, but there's a separate pasuk that we learned that you could, that just like we learned there's such a thing switching from matana to shvicha, there's a separate pasuk we learned that zvika shaloi b'mkayim is mayil. So that's included in the pasuk. We wouldn't say that in Tzvah. Thank you. Simchas Baich.
Tuesday night, Mir Chimeli is getting engaged. Nice family for
me. Oh, wow, really beautiful. Nice people.
And Thursday is the Pinyon event for Lacey and Weisberg.
Where is it?
In Weisberg.
No, it's not too far. It's a question I give Shir.
It's 6 o'clock in Weisberg.
So maybe I could make it. So, you know, give me a reminder. Let me see if I can. Yeah. I knew you were there. I didn't know when you got back. You still look like you're standing.